The headlights disappear. The window transforms into a rectangle of buttery yellow glow. Looks like a gatekeeper's lodge, Donal says. Only it's a bit too far from the gate to do any keeping. Steve snorts. Looks like a shithole to me. They get out, their breath clouding in the freezing air. The surrounding trees block what little is left of the daylight. The only way to know there is any is to look straight up between the trees, into the patch of the blue-grey sky directly above their heads. In a few minutes' time, it will be completely dark. It's deathly quiet. As they make their way to the lodge's door, the only sound is the crunch of gravel underfoot, and then Steve's firm double knock seems to ricochet off the trees, dangerously loud. They won't be expecting anyone, Donal whispers. Not out here. So let's just hope no one has a gun. Or is a screenwriter. Or worse, thinks they're one. Steve makes a humph noise that Donal chooses to interpret as a lazy laugh because, bloody hell, he needs the win. They hear a rustling noise from inside, and then the door creaking open just a few inches, enough to reveal a rusting safety chain pulled taut and, beyond it, half the face of a man eyeing them coldly. Hey there, Steve says, holding up a hand to signal that they come in peace. Joanne asked us to call round. The owner? The only eyebrow they can see rises in question. My name is Steve Dade. Steve pauses here to, Donal presumes, allow the man the opportunity to say something like, Wow, really? You're Steve Dade? When it doesn't happen, he pushes on. I'm directing a movie that we're shooting down at the main house. The door abruptly slams shut. Steve is muttering a, what the? When the safety chain rattles and the door reopens, wide enough now to reveal the whole of the man. Sorry, the man says. Say again? The man is a little older than Steve. Donal would guess so late 30s, early 40s, but not trying as hard as Steve to look like he hasn't had to start ticking the next box along the form. He's wearing jeans and an old t-shirt, and his feet are in thick woolen socks, the kind you wear inside hiking boots. Strong jaw, bright blue eyes. He's holding a stemless wine glass, half filled with red, and something smells good in the air that's wafting out into the night from the space behind him.